Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek, episode number 133. I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis. Randy Bitcoin, Litecoin, XPM.
XMP?
XMP. Coin Orvis.
Doggy. He loves doggy coin.
I don't like doggy coin.
Welcome. It's Thursday. The first Thursday of 2014.
Yeah, and we started it off with a cliffhanger.
A cliffhanger? We ended it with a cliffhanger.
Man, what is going... I'm gonna go...
There's a car out in the parking lot.
I feel like it's, like, right out here.
Randy's having concerns because out his window is the courtyard that's completely fenced off and has a pool, but it sounds like there's a car out there. And so he's now going to check it because sound carries in the cold. It's probably cold out. I mean, I can't be certain. It's been cold. Anyway, this is our show. We've already been abandoned by half of our staff members. And we're filling...
Is he stuck?
No,
he can back up.
Apparently there's a guy across the street and he's freaking out about it. So, welcome to 2014. Hopefully everyone's had a solid start to the year and the cold hasn't deterred you at all. He's got a discount? What did you say? Apparently he's got a discount. So, anyway. Yeah. He's, he doesn't even know what's happening. So, if you've never been to our podcast before, we never left. Just you left. So, you say we're back. You could say I'm back.
And I'm back. Now you're full of sass.
This is what our podcasts are typically like. So, be prepared for that, I guess.
Welcome to 2014, Michael.
Oh, now I'm double fisting.
Nice. One item. Well, both are neat. That
what?
One's just unmixed. This one's mixed.
What did you just say?
That's neat.
Oh, because there's no ice in them. Is that why they're neat?
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. And then that one's not mixed.
I understand that. Are we just drinking right now?
Mm-hmm.
Tastes like Coke. With a kick.
Yeah, not bad, huh? You've never had this before?
Pendleton.
Welcome to Pendleton.
Is that really what it's called?
Yeah.
It looks like you. Anyway, 2014, episode 133. Did you finish? Did you finish listening to?
I made it 3/4 of the way through.
Last year's?
Yeah. And I'm bummed because I meant to listen to it this afternoon. Got sucked into Bitcoin.
Is it funny that last year's episode started out with, I meant to watch last year's episode, but I didn't quite get it done.
I made it more than last
you did.
Year
maybe next year you'll finish the whole
yep.
thing.
So
if you're listening in the future, a year from now, Randy, just try to make it to the end for once. Thanks, Mike.
And Randy.
So anyways...
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Half the episode was us recapping our predictions from the year before. And, I mean, there's not a lot of news going on right now anyway. The holidays have been upon us.
Are you kidding me? There's so much news going on.
There's a lot of, there is a little bit of pre-CES news leaking out, because I feel like that's, well, looking at the calendar, there's no calendar. I don't know when CES actually is, but I would assume
it's in May.
No, CES? No, it's in like probably this weekend or next weekend.
CES?
Yeah.
I thought it was in March.
In January. I bet it's the 9th. May even be this weekend.
No, it's in 5 days.
The 7th?
7th through the 10th.
Oh. I know it was rapidly approaching. Anyway. So, we'll start out with our predictions from last year, see how accurate or inaccurate we were, and then we'll get into some predictions for this year, which may or may not also be accurate. What are you looking at there? Are you freaking out right now?
No,
are you
not freaking buying out. And I'm selling? Talking to the fans. Is
are you
that
buying
okay?
and selling? Is there anyone you want to give any shout-outs? Who's around?
Shout-out to Vinny from Arizona.
Vinny Testaverde? Is that a real person?
No, Vinny Sykes.
Vinny Testaverde.
Vinny Testaverde?
Is that a football player?
That sounds like a football player.
Anyway.
Vinny Test... Yeah. Hall of Fame...
Kicker.
Kicker? Is that what you're going with?
Yeah.
No, quarterback.
Quarterback? That was my other guess.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dang. Wasn't quarterback? Running back.
No, I wasn't going to guess. That's not a running back name.
And then Todd Cougar Mellencamp.
Oh, the infamous.
Mm-hmm.
He just had the month of December off, I heard.
Pretty much.
So anyways.
And he watched The Big Lebowski with his daughter. And
seems inappropriate.
Today how it was.
How old is she?
Awesome. 15.
Makes it a little more appropriate.
Huh?
Makes it a little more appropriate.
What's wrong? There's just a lot of F-bombs. That's
couple.
It. Yeah, it's ain't nothing kid by the time you're in third grade.
And a sex
heard.
Swing, I'm pretty sure, is involved at some point.
That's right. That does happen.
You can't win them all.
True.
I watched Aliens with like a 3, my 3, when that one was 3, so.
And you played Grand Theft Auto. You let him drive the car around and pick up prostitutes.
Right. So anyway, the predictions from last year. So Randy thought there would be an Xbox, but he was unsure if there would be a PS4 or the next level PlayStation. I thought both consoles would launch this year. I thought for sure they were still going to call it the 720, and I would be very hateful. I don't honestly know if things got better or worse from that. Xbox One is still pretty confusing.
Like I said last week, it should just be called the Xbox.
PS4 is just toting right down that line. I mean, what's wrong with doing it that way?
It's dumb.
Because they didn't start that way, so how could they keep going with it?
PlayStation 34.
Now that's what I call Music 85. It's a real thing. I think they're in the 80s.
iOS 7. I was thinking about that. This Shower Thoughts. That's a
Windows 8.1.
r/Shower Thoughts. Check
yeah?
it out. Mm-hmm.
Well, I could probably hang out in there a lot. I think a little while. Anyway.
It's fun. Anyways, but one of the things I was thinking about this morning is I'm pretty sure, like, it wouldn't surprise me if iOS gets to a point where they're just like, iOS.
No, like, operating systems have to semi be differentiated. I mean, even Google does. I mean,
yeah, but having numbers like Google, like, and then I thought about what's Google going to do when they get to Z. We've talked about that already. But
well, they're already, I mean, but they're still numbered.
What's going to happen?
Well, I mean, what are they on? 5.4 now? So they're still numbered.
Right.
And so it's like.
Cool names that go along with
those
them.
Those are code names. Those aren't even like. Anyways, we're way off topic right now.
Randy thought that there was going to be an Xbox, but not sure if there was a PlayStation.
I already read that.
Mike thought there was going to be one of each. And if it was an Xbox 720, he was going to be pissed.
That's what it says right on the sheet.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I don't have it pulled up. I was talking to the fans again.
Randy thought your prediction...
Say that.
What?
That you would be pissed.
I typed what I was... Anyway.
Anyways.
Randy thought Google would have Motorola making hardware for Google this year, which I could kind of give you 50% of. They are making hardware, but they're still skinned, I think, even though it's Motorola, which seems absolutely stupid. It's pretty close to the base level, and the Moto X, I think, is doing decently. They have a lot of commercials for it.
I don't
it.
Want 50%.
Okay. I thought there would be a Nexus TV. I called it a Q2. Because remember they had their Q.
Well, we got
Q.
The...
No. But it's funny because recently there was rumors of it again. So maybe this year.
No, I was going to say the Chromecast.
Well, sort of.
It's not a Google TV, but it's highly integratable. Works off of Google Play. So you can rent movies and stream.
I'll give me 25%.
Alright, I was going to give you 33.3%. But 25 is better. Nice even number.
Right. I wrote things and not things.
I get it.
You said there would be an Apple TV and that would be a TV, not a set-top box. I thought it would be more of a set-top box, but really neither of us were right because they didn't come up with anything yet this year.
Hey, Apple, where are you at on that?
So my prediction
on
for
Steve
next
Jobs?
Year... Steve Jobs is dead. That's insensitive.
I apologize.
I asked you if you thought HBO would have its own standalone alone subscription. And you said no. But I was kind of hemming and hawing about it. I don't know if that ever made really one way or the other. But I thought if it did happen, it would be very expensive.
They're still talking about it.
I think either Comcast or Time Warner right now is offering a basic cable pack only with HBO, though.
Comcast is.
Is it Comcast? Yeah. So that's a step in that direction, but it's still not quite there.
Yeah.
And they did try it, I think, in like Iceland or something, I feel like. HBO Nordic. That's awesome. But it didn't last long.
Do you think HBO's a big enough company to make that push for others to follow suit? Or do you think the rest of them are just like, you guys are stupid?
I think if they did it, others would follow, but I think that they have so many contractual obligations with so many different people. And the way the rights are working and everything.
Too many hands in the pie.
That it's just too hard for them legally to push out that way. Plus, I think they're like 50% owned by Comcast, and they probably don't want to do that. Too many cooks in the kitchen.
Too many hands.
Too many cooks in the kitchen.
I feel like there's one with hands.
Too many hands in the fire.
Too many irons in the fire.
That's still not hands.
Yeah.
There is a too many... I don't... Is there too many irons in the
fire? Too many hands in the pot. Too many hands in the cookie jar.
I thought we would see a lot more in the TV market, a lot of set-top boxes, and I said that I thought... Well, first I started saying that I thought Microsoft would get into it, but then I thought they would do it through the Xbox and that the Xbox would have a strong TV content marketing side, the new Xbox, which I will say that definitely happened, which you agreed to would happen. But I don't think there were as many set-top boxes. Actually, I think we kind of went in the other direction. And it's funny, just today I saw, it was because we talked about it when I was listening to the last one, LG had announced they were making a TV, and just today I saw an article that said LG is fully giving up on their TV box because they can't get the content deals. And I just thought that was very ironic that I saw that story today as I was listening to it, like while I was listening to it.
That's pretty awesome. They're creeping on us.
And Boxybox got bought by Samsung, I believe. And so really we kind of went the opposite way. Roku improved, Apple improved, Google released Chromecast. But no one else really got into the market. I mean, Aereo, I think I have it. I don't think I have it anywhere else.
They're still at least kicking.
They're still, because I thought we would see a lot in the TV market, so I'll just count that in there. I thought Aereo has definitely had made a big push this year. But they haven't really opened to many markets, so I don't know how accessible it is for most people that live outside of Brooklyn still. I think Boston's the other big one where they are. Are you looking at it right now?
No.
So that's that. I thought Microsoft would have a tough year and that the Surface would not do well. Which I don't know that some of the Surfaces, like the Surface RT, did really badly, but the Surface full version, is it just called the Surface?
Yep.
Has done decently. But I think Microsoft has had a tough year still. I mean, they're losing their CEO. I think right now they're in a big transition.
Next.
But overall, I guess.
I know we talked about it last week, but let me just give you the quick rundown for who is in the lead for the next...
Based on your Microsoft voting or like for
based
real?
Based on the voting.
Oh, yeah, except.
It is still the same as last week. Gabe Newell is still in the lead for votes to take over Microsoft. So, praise be Gabe N.
I thought we would see an influx of touchscreen laptops, which I think did happen.
What?
Especially with Windows 8. You don't think so?
No. How many Macs are a touchscreen?
Well, none of them. I did say that I did not think Apple would follow suit. And then we went into a long conversation about how we hate people touching our screens.
Yeah, seriously, it's disgusting. I have one on my screen from a person at work, and I about cut their finger off.
Probably should have. Randy, you thought that Facebook would change the way they posted things. You thought filters, basically, to an extent of, like, your example was, this is a rant, this goes in the rant category, and when I was listening to it in my head, I thought, well, it's very much like hashtags, right? Like,
yep.
So that's why I put it in. I don't know if you're reading that on my screen, but you just thought it was to filter out because Facebook was getting very garbagey. And I think
very Tumblr.
Right. That's what we talked about, is how it's very much like Tumblr-esque with memes and what have you. I thought we would see disruption in the cell phone market. And I thought that maybe Facebook would make the push to voice calls, which they have integrated voice calls now with Messenger, so you can call with that on their mobile app. So, to that extent, maybe, but otherwise, the cell network didn't really get disrupted that much. And there's a few people that are kind of piggybacking off Sprint, but I thought it would be more like Apple or Google basically making their own. So that one's kind of up in the air still.
Yep.
I thought we would see more paywalls and a different remodeling of ads. I don't think ads have really changed that much, although we are seeing a lot more video ads, especially mobily with Facebook and Instagram, I think.
Yes.
And even Twitter, I think, is up to their ads a little bit with videos.
Yeah, I've been on Twitter now a little more lately, and it's like when you scroll through,
you see a little bit. Yeah.
But, you know what? They got to pay the bills.
And New York Times and I believe the Washington Post do have some sort of paywall installed. Not Washington Post, Wall Street Journal. So that, I'll take half a point. You said by the end of the year, Amazon would be completely taxing everything that they sell online, which hasn't happened yet, and I'm glad you were wrong.
It's coming,
but I'm still happy about it now. Yeah,
but with taxation comes hopefully
representation,
a distribution center here, and just think, 2-day shipping is now 3-day shipping.
Do you, as a sidebar, I think we're in pretty good proximity personally.
We're in awesome proximity
because I get packages in no time. Like I think it amazes me sometimes.
Mine are usually, mine are still.
I mean, they're still 2-day, but like you watch when they actually ship them to when they get here, and it's amazing to me, like how a package can get here that fast.
Yep.
The other day, I ordered something that came from Ontario. I was like, "What's that about?" But it got here overnight, so I don't care.
It came overnight?
Yeah.
You overnighted?
Next day, because I needed it for Christmas. I ordered it on the 23rd. I needed it before Christmas Eve.
That's gutsy.
For me?
Even if you choose overnight, that's still coming internationally.
Well, I didn't know it was coming from Ontario. It was still through Amazon Prime.
Oh.
I just did Prime.
Fair enough.
Next day, $2.99. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas.
To me.
Christmas Eve. Welcome to my grandma. Don't tell her.
Okay. I won't.
She's not listening. She asked me if we broadcast. That's what she... Do you guys do your broadcast this week? Yes.
Tune in to 87.9.
You wanted to see Google buy RIM. I don't know that you actually thought that would happen, but you thought that'd be fun.
No, I didn't want it to happen, but it would have been fun.
I thought Amazon would turn up the heat against Netflix, which they didn't.
I'm not gonna give you any.
They didn't really do.
They haven't been pushing
it. They were really pushing it for a while there, which is probably why I thought that.
Yep.
They did, and they only recently finally launched their first original content show, which I think they are calling betas now when it was originally called alphas, but you see the progression there, right? Right. I know it says that because I copied it and moved it up because I thought it was more relevant up there. You thought more print would go to digital. There was one big one that happened right before you... But I would say that's probably happened. I mean,
where's the Washington Post gonna go?
Well, eventually.
Digital.
Well, it's gonna go to Amazon Prime members for free. I can't think of any like prominent things that did that. That since the New York. I don't know, the Weekly, the New Yorker. Is that what it was? I don't know. One of them went right before. I thought it was funny. I asked you if you thought Samsung would buy HTC, and you were like, yes. And he said, no. So they didn't. And then I thought it was funny. We thought we'd be on episode 136 at this point. And we had laughed about how we thought it was funny. We were at like 32. Then we were on 84. But we're on episode 133. So we're a couple off.
Probably because we added 52.
Well, because last time we did it the first, and I think we're still probably within our window of this would probably be the 52nd. We took off Thanksgiving week, and then I was sick 1 week.
Right.
So, there you are.
And there you have it.
And that's the rest of the story.
And that's that.
Mattress Man. So.
Predictions for...
Do you have a list?
2014. Yes.
How many do you have? I didn't add it.
Three?
Yeah. I'll go first. So I think my first prediction is we're going to see a lot more robotics this year, partially from Google, whether it integrates into self-driving cars or if they just do really cool. But I mean, with their purchase of Boston Dynamics and Andy Rubin doing Android, I just think that's definitely a road they're headed in. And maybe they get into drones too. I don't know. Maybe they get drones to do their maps. But I just think definitely a big trend this year will be robotics. So that's my first prediction.
Based on how Google utilized Motorola in the last year, I am going to not agree with that one. That Google will be paving the way.
Okay.
I don't think they'll be using their...
You think they're just playing around for their own benefits?
Yeah.
Could happen. All right. What do you have?
I think along with... mine would be for more of the gaming. So the Oculus came out this year.
Right.
And I think there's going to be a big push this year for more, like, virtual reality type integrations into stuff.
Do you think it'll hit a consumer level? Like, I don't know. Because you can't... Can you just buy an Oculus Rift right now, or can only developers still buy? I mean, you could say you're a developer. I'm sure you could buy into their developer program, right?
Shelby got to play with one, and she said it was awesome.
At her work, or what?
Yeah.
Did they have that thing?
That you could... No, not the... You could
they went on...
But those looked crazy.
They were on Shark Tank the other day. The
Oculus just, was?
Not the or Oculus, the but thing. The thing that... The circle thing that you go in... And Robert went in it, and he was like, that's awesome, but then none of them invested in it.
That's crazy.
Because...
Too much money.
Well, how many people are going to buy that and put it in their house, like, for the amount of money, plus the fact that they would have to have the Oculus Rift as well to work with it, and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so you think more virtual reality.
Yeah. I don't think consumer base yet. It's not there.
I think we're still a ways away from...
But it's...
Getting one in every house.
Right.
No, I think it'll be a... Yeah, I can see it. Do you have any Apple-related rumors or predictions?
I'm going to go with my last year and say that
they will have a TV.
Not a set-top box.
Okay. Because I just have Apple kind of listed, but I'll just go with my thought. I'm just going to ramble about Apple for a minute. So... They definitely will have an iWatch this year, I think.
Swatch?
Of some sort. I think it'll be more based for fitness and, like, data tracking than anything. But, I mean, obviously it'll do things similar to the Pebble because that's what's popular, and so they're going to try to emphasize that. But like, the Nike stuff and the Fitbit stuff, like, I think it'll be more like that. We'll obviously get a new iPhone. I do think they'll make a... I think they'll make a bigger one this year. Like another level.
How big?
I don't think they'll be bigger than 5 inches still. Like 4.8 or something.
Yeah? Will they stay the same width? Or will they...
No, I mean, they can't. I don't think they could, because then it would just be like super long, right? Like, whoa.
And it would change the...
screen ratio.
Aspect ratio.
Yeah. But I think, it'll just...
So will they have 3 then?
I think they will still have... No, I think they will have three. The C, the stand... Well, no. Maybe they would get rid of the regular one, and they would have the C and then the bigger one.
I laughed, and I forgot to send it to you, but I saw it. It's like Google is like welcoming you to 2014, and maybe you saw it, and Apple was welcoming you to 2013 C.
I did see that. I laughed. And perhaps a bigger iPad that they will refer to as the Pro. I don't know if that'll actually happen.
Larger in size?
Yeah, like a 11 or 12 inch.
You think that'll really happen?
We should bet
on this one.
So I'm a little more skeptical of the bigger in size, but I think they'll make one that's maybe a bigger than, because the current one is pretty thin and light now that they have the iPad Air.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they'll make one a Pro that's more spec heavy and maybe a little more durable for people that, you know, I think even though the Surface isn't doing well, I think there's, like, for the people that don't want to buy laptops anymore, I think there's perhaps still a little bit of stigma with the iPad being a consume only, not create. And so they'll need to make it a creation of, like, sell it as a creation device, not as a consume device. Does that make sense?
Yep. No, I get it. But
even though the Surface doesn't necessarily do well, I think there's still a market of people that think they can't do work. Like, every commercial for the tablet's like, oh, it has Office, so you can do real work on it. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't know how to market it, but, and maybe there's, maybe, Apple. Like, a lot of other things, that style of tablet right now is just ahead of its time.
The Surface?
Yeah. Because I do believe that there's a market for it. There definitely is.
I think the problem is, for one, they're, like, 2 years behind.
You think they're 2 years behind?
Not, like, they came out and the iPad had already created dominance. Like, they came out late.
But the market for a device is not for the household, it's for the business.
But how do you sell that without just saying, why don't you just buy a laptop?
Right. And that's where I don't know right now.
And that's why there's
just ahead of its time.
Well, and that's why there's so many weird in-betweens, too, right now. Like, people trying to do both. Like, with the Transformer, the Lenovo Yoga that flips around, so it's both, yep. You know.
And it's cool. And, I mean, I don't know.
It's
like,
weird.
You can't type on the screen.
Right.
Like, that kind of tech isn't there for, like, good...
The problem with, well, there's a lot of problems with Microsoft. No, I know what you mean. Like, there is a market for that, I agree. But I don't know that the Surface is fully to that point either.
Right. And that's where I think they're just ahead of their, they're just too big for their britches right now.
They're just trying to grasp too much.
Yeah.
And then I do think there'll be a TV, but I still just think it'll be, like, their set-top box on steroids. I still don't necessarily think it'll be a TV. Although there were some pretty sweet mock-ups of a curved glass one. Did you see those?
Mm-mm.
They looked pretty awesome. It was weird because it's amazing to me how much time people spend on these sometimes. Like, it's, like, seriously, like, a full thing from, like, if it was on the Apple webpage, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's in that style. It's exactly how they have, like, other things on their site being, you know, like, you go through all the specs and these are the points, you know, like, they're... three biggest points and their little breakdowns of stuff, and I'm like, who does this? But it looked really good. I think also with CES coming up, I think we're going to see a lot of curved glass.
That'd be interesting.
Both on TVs and phones. I don't know that it'll do anything. It might be more like 3D, kind of phase in and then phase back out. I don't know what the appeal is of curved glass, but sometimes when I look at it, I think, that looks really nice. I don't know how that's useful at all. Like, when you're looking at a TV, but then you think, like, theaters are curved a little bit, right?
Yep.
Like.
Concave.
Yeah. And that's how the Apple TV was. The mock-up, that was completely fake. But I was like, man, nice. I would buy that.
You're going to buy it anyways.
You know, that's not the point. All right. Do you have anything you want to say about Apple?
Steve Jobs is going to be resurrected into an iRobot.
iJobs.
See what I did there with iRobot?
Yeah, I gotcha.
Thanks. Came up with that one on my own.
Your turn.
I think cloud storage is going to be big this year. I think, like, it's already been big, but I feel like there's been, like, Google's been playing around with
their
prices.
Cloud storage?
No.
Or cloud computing?
All of the above.
Like, do you think we'll ever get to the point where...
Yes, we will be 100% in the cloud.
Eventually, yeah. But, like, you know what I mean? Like my machine is just the screen and a keyboard.
Definitely.
Like, and it doesn't matter as long as I have a good internet connection. Like, there are some video games... Live? But that was essentially their whole thing, right?
Right. But they went under.
Yeah. Well, because that's a whole nother... That wasn't because the concept wasn't good. It was because they had idiots running the business, potentially. But anyway, so you think...
I think cloud storage / cloud processing will be a bigger hit this year. Not operating system, but I think, like, you're already seeing, like, Office moving to the cloud with a lot of their stuff. Like,
well, and even Apple
applications.
Google obviously really started that trend, but Microsoft followed suit with their cloud. And I mean, look at Adobe with their Creative Cloud right now.
Yep.
And Apple even got their iWork on essentially through a browser.
Yeah.
So do you think that will up the Chromebooks even more then?
I hope so.
Did you see the charts? Like, over the holiday, they kicked ass.
Yeah, I saw that they took... I didn't see what the sales... I don't know if they released sales numbers, but I'd heard that they did well over the holiday. Did you see numbers?
It was way more than, like, Apple and Microsoft.
Really?
Computers.
That's
like,
good
like
for them.
Percent growth, though, so it's kind of misleading because obviously they had such small... No, I think it was market share sold, though. But it was, like, 24%. And, like, I mean, Microsoft had a lot, but, I mean, they're still... But the iPads kicked ass in tablets because they're iPads, and that's what they do. And everyone had them on Black Friday sales, so...
It's true.
I think literally everybody.
Everybody had... Yeah.
They were giving away gift cards.
I mean, that's what I was going to say. Everybody had their own deal with a gift card, for sure.
Because Josh got his with a $100 gift card. I mean, that's $100 off,
Walmart,
essentially.
Wasn't it?
Target. But Walmart had pretty much the same thing.
Okay.
They had either 80 or 100, too.
100. That's where Shelby got hers.
But, yeah, I think... the only thing that I think would stop that is all the recent hacking and NSA stuff.
What did you see? Snapchat?
Yeah. Like 4.2 million users, phone numbers and names and lists and stuff.
And not that that's like super private information, because...
Mostly it's just names and phone numbers.
I look at how many people I know that have their phone numbers in Facebook already.
Right.
As public, so... But still.
But I think that would be the only thing. I think that's cloud computing's biggest hindrance right now, and cloud storage is people are afraid of... Especially right now with Snowden still being so prevalent.
Agreed.
I think that's their biggest... But then there's other people like I think me, I'm much more relaxed about it. Like, even with the Target thing, like, you know, using your cards at Target. Like, there's so many people that I'm like, you can't... you know, and I'm like, well, you use your credit card, that's going to happen. What?
Good one.
I thought a lot of different things all at once. That's what came out. But I think with, like, the same with, like, being hacked. Like, people freak out and will change everything. And, I mean, you should always change your passwords. And actually, maybe it's the first of the year. Maybe that's a good idea, is to go through and change a lot of your passwords right now.
Maybe people should look into password managers.
Right. And we've talked about all this before. But it's always just a good reminder that it's the first of the year. It's a good time to declutter your digital life. See what I did there?
I do.
I brought it back. But
full circle.
But I think in general, like, I'm a lot more relaxed than a lot of people are, and maybe it's because
we're in the tech,
because of the knowledge level as well, as opposed to the media feeding us go crazy stuff.
Right.
If what I said just made any sense in a linear sense. Anyway, cloud computing. Was that then for you? That's the end of your cloud computing?
Yep.
I think Microsoft is going to have a very odd year. I think there's going to be a lot of changes. I don't know what, but I think it's going to be a very tumultuous.
Tumultuous
year for them. They're going to get a new CEO soon. I think it'll lead to a lot of changes. And with the purchase of Nokia, I think that's still being integrated. And I think it'll be... interesting in general.
Food for thought. What if...
Leslie Frazier became the CEO of Microsoft?
No.
That just seems silly, Randy. Why would you even think that?
What if Marissa moved from Yahoo to Microsoft? Or what if Yahoo bought Microsoft?
I don't think Yahoo has enough to buy Microsoft.
Or what if Microsoft bought Yahoo?
I think that's more plausible, but I don't think it would happen because I think Yahoo's worth a lot.
And what if she took over? I think she could bring some good changes to Microsoft.
She's not leaving Yahoo, though. And they're not buying each other. She would for Microsoft. I don't think so. Everybody's got a price, Mike. I think she's got enough going on.
What if you became CEO of Microsoft? First thing we need to do.
Get rid of all these feces. Obviously.
Oh, get the hell out of here.
Go. I don't really know. It's just kind of some of these thoughts that are coming next were just kind of like very, very broad, but I just thought we could kind of, you know, go out with it. If that makes sense. So I think it'll be a big year for fiber, for internet, for people getting faster speeds. I mean, it's already slowly reaching out. I don't think necessarily any very, very large cities like will get fiber, but
is that sad?
I think it's potential. Like, I don't think Minneapolis or St. Paul would be out of it. I just think like New York especially, like, but isn't there someone trying to bring like free Wi-Fi throughout the whole city? Like, they're trying to work on that right now.
Minneapolis?
No, in New York.
Oh.
Like one of their neighborhoods, like Brooklyn or something.
I know we talked about it. I didn't think it was New York, though.
But, yeah, it might not be. But I just think, in general, I think it'll be I think fiber will be... And even, like, look at Austin, like, where AT&T is now competing with Google. Like, I'm just... And maybe it's me just wishful thinking that perhaps we can get more internet with better rates. And faster. Faster and cheaper. Faster and cheaper.
I think it'll be tough.
Because all the last miles.
It's a market that's...
Yeah. It's hard.
Dominated by single companies and AT&T. Areas.
That's right. I think it'll be a big year for digital currency.
Yes, it's already made our way now.
I mean, it really started to gain steam in the last 2 or 3 months as it is.
Yep.
But I don't think it's going anywhere, and if anything, I think it's only going to go up.
It's funny because I was going to say
And maybe it's because it's taking over our minds right now too. But
if you would have asked me 2 weeks ago, I would have said I think you'd be hard pressed to find somebody who hasn't heard of Bitcoin at least. Just because of how prevalent it has been in the news, and it's even made local news,
right.
You know. But I asked my mom about it when I was up there 2 weeks ago, and after I asked her
about the cliffhanger.
Yep, and both her and my dad haven't heard of Bitcoin before. So, I think this is a big year for them, though.
I think it's a funny name, first of all.
But it's one that should stick out, I feel like.
But, like, you think, like, little weird news stories where they're just talking about some weird digital stuff that has no effect on your life, you don't listen, and it doesn't stick. Like...
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like...
Right.
They start talking about Bitcoin, you zone out, right? Like, I mean...
I saw on Reddit that somebody got bits of coin for Christmas using, like, a little vial, and it was, like, nickels and pennies chopped up.
That's funny.
Made me laugh. It's like, if only that was actual Bitcoin, huh?
And then
fire your Bitcoin questions to fans@bleedgeek.com.
We're clearly experts these days.
It's true.
About that and Pepe Silvia. I don't know. I tried to think of a prediction for... Because I had Microsoft, Apple, kind of Google. And so I just tried to go through the big companies.
Do you think Google will have a TV?
No.
No. All right, you can just stop with that. That's fine. We don't need to discuss that.
Do you?
I don't know. I don't think...
I think if anything, they'll make another set-top box.
The Chromecast, in my opinion, was a big hit because of the price
the
point.
The price point.
And in, for that price...
Did you buy one?
Yes. You should have... I never picked it up, though, because I had Christmas presents. And what? I haven't got a package yet.
What do you mean?
I ordered it from Amazon, because I ordered it on Black Friday. But I ordered a million other presents, and I just lost track of it.
And you just thought now about when I asked you?
Yeah. I haven't even thought about it.
Where is it?
I don't know.
Like, is it still in the office, or like it never came?
I'm guessing it never came, because I've picked up all my packages. Well, I mean, it's only been Crazy Woman down there, so she doesn't let me go in and get my own packages.
Oh, she's starting to let me, but anyway.
No.
She still follows me in there, but...
I'll talk to Amy.
Why don't you check your tracking? Maybe it was backordered.
No, it wasn't. I know it wasn't.
They didn't send me any... Anyway.
Chromecast. I mean, it's like, for the price point, you don't have... For that price point, you don't have to have a lot of features.
Right. I think... that they could take that, though, and make something a little bigger.
Like what?
Just a standalone set-top box. Like, with a little bit more feature. A little... Because, like, essentially all a Chromecast is a catcher for airwaves, right? Like, it's essentially a Wi-Fi catcher slash converter. Like, takes... takes a signaling over Wi-Fi.
That's all you need, though.
No, I understand, but I think people want something that they can just strictly use. Like,
don't you think that since they have their API public, though, that it's just a matter of time for apps to be made for it?
The problem is the apps can't be made on Chromecast. They have to be made on phones that just allow to go to Chromecast. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I don't think people want to have to use their phones. I think they just want to point a remote at a TV.
Bunch of whiners.
I'm just telling you what I think consumer wise.
Bunch of whiners, though. How many people don't have a tablet now?
Nobody.
My grandparents.
Well, it's a funny story. Me and Danny talked that we should get my grandma, because it's funny because, like, Owen always plays with the iPad with her and then he'll run off. But it's funny because we were up there and then she was playing it for a long time after he left, you know? And then we thought it was funny. Like, I was like, you know, like, look at her, it's funny.
Makes sense.
And then I was like, we should get her one. But it's neither here nor there.
I do predict that this year will be a big year for 4K TVs, speaking of.
You think so?
Yeah.
It's funny, because the episode following the predictions episode last year was CES and the forecast of televisions. It's forecast.
With a K?
It's clever.
Was it with a K?
It was. It was clever. I don't know who came up with that, but they're pretty funny.
I don't know about that.
But it was a big thing at CES last year. But it's for the thing with getting it to the consumer level is, A, there's nothing that sells media for it yet. Although both the current gen... Are they current gen now, or are they still future gen? Are they next gen? Do we still refer to them as next gen?
4K?
The PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One.
Oh, no, I would say they're still next gen. I think until the Xbox.
Until they stop making stuff?
Well, I think until the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 stop being a very, like, a...
Tell the market share?
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, I think since both of them now output to 4K, like, I think that'll help it. The problem right now is still the consumer barrier of how do you get 4K for your 4K TV, especially with internet being so, not slow, but I mean, what is the average? I mean, it would be interesting to see an average American's internet speed, you know? What do you think about Twitter? Do you think anything crazy will happen with them this year? Maybe personal messaging will be bigger with them.
I think ads.
Ads?
I think ads on a lot of applications are going to be a bigger thing.
I just don't know where they go from where they are. or do they not need to go? You know what I mean? Like,
I don't,
like, you look at a company like Google or Microsoft or Apple, right? They're a lot broader, but like Twitter's just this such, this is what we are, this is what we do, that's it. You know what I mean? Like,
And I don't know how they do it, but I think that's going to be a bigger thing for a lot of people.
And even Facebook is a little wider already because you have like the different groups. They have the messaging standalone app. They have the manager's app.
I've got Adblock, so I don't see hardly anything. Like, I go to YouTube and I don't see an ad anymore. I mean, it's changed my viewing world, you know? So it's like, bring on the ads, because chances are I'm not going to see them.
But I just mean in general, like, where does Twitter go? Like, I tried to think of something that, like, oh, I could say about Twitter. That'll happen to them this year. But it's like, really? How do they... But then you probably look at them at the beginning and think, well, someone added the hashtag, someone added the at replies, someone added personal messaging, someone added the picture embedded within it, the video embedded within it.
I don't know. I think...
Supposedly they're going to launch a redesign soon, a little mini...
Yeah, like, I mean, obviously you got to keep changing to keep your
keep space fresh.
Relevant and yeah. fresh, you know? But...
Well, and especially with them being IPO now, I feel like it's a lot harder for them to alter course at all, too, but...
Right. Well, because now they technically have other people who could technically have say in what they're doing.
Providing anyone has more than, like, 0.5%.
I don't know what the share percentages is, you know, but I would assume that...
Right.
But I just don't know where Twitter goes, I guess, from being a basic... app, you know, and maybe one thing that they do is they maybe gear towards what Google and iOS have done with their chat applications and go for something that will take over SMS, you know, to create like a centralized hub.
It would make sense because that's, and we've discussed that to no end, I will say, the messaging problem that
right.
consists of the world. I mean, Hangouts is still kind of getting there, but it's not fully realized either, I don't think. But Twitter, we always talk about how do you replace SMS because you have a phone number and that's just so easy, like, without having a service. But I think Twitter is ubiquitous enough where everyone basically has at least an at Twitter handle that that's something you can use as a calling card of sorts. So, I mean, I think messaging is really all that they have left, but I don't work for Twitter, and so that's why I don't know, right?
Yeah.
And then for Amazon, like, I thought about Amazon, too, and I just thought they're so unpredictable that I don't even want to try to take a stab at it. We talked about, will they, what?
No, keep going.
Will they, you know, we talked about if they would get into the phone business, if they would make their own carrier, if they would give away Kindles for free with Prime, like, you know, like, is the Washington Post going to have be involved at some point? Are they just going to go look for buried treasure under the sea all the time? You know, like, I don't know what he's doing, like... And when I say Amazon, really all I think in my head is Bezos. Yeah. But it's still, like, I can't predict what they're going to do. Are they going to do something crazy with their tablets this year? I don't know.
And that is...
Are they going to make a set-top box?
I think that's the biggest thing and the biggest reason that keeps...
them going?
...investors interested. And that's the same as Google. I mean, Google posts profits every year, you know, so that's not a problem. But I think the thing that keeps people going back to them is that they're both extremely unpredictable. You know, it's like, what's Google's new product going to be this year? Like,
I think they're different kind of crazies, though. Not crazies either, but unpredictableness. Like, I think Amazon's unpredictable, but it's still being led by a single person, whereas Google's unpredictable because it's like a kraken, right? It's like got so many tentacles reaching in their little hands into everything that...
Release the kraken!
They are doing everything already. It's just which ones are they going to tell us about? You know what I mean? Whereas Amazon is very a single focus on one person. I mean, yeah.
Well, but what would you say if you had to take a guess at, I mean, do you have any other predictions?
No, I mean, these are just, I just had broad things. I just wanted to talk about the six big companies, I guess, was what I.
So I had, I came up with one more random thing. But if you were to guess, say, Google Ventures, what is one area you see them dipping into this year? If you had to pick one. Minus robotics.
I was going to say, well, I already hit on the robotics right. thing, right? And I think, I mean, as far as they're concerned, Google Glass is beyond that. Like, they're done with it, and it's just on to make no, this into something that... Let the people kind of tell us what we should do with it and go from there, right? I mean, self-driving cars have been semi-realized, and I think at this point it's just a matter of legislation, so I think that's out of the way. The drones thing was kind of like robotics, I thought, for the maps. But, I mean, I honestly, like, have no idea what they're going to do next, right? Like, they're working on some human genome project, I'm pretty sure, right? Yeah. Like, so maybe biology is where they're going next, like...
Well, I think, I mean,
they hired that Sergey was a predictive guy.
A big investor in biochem.
Well, his
with the making consumable meat.
Well, his wife was the one that ran 23andMe.
So, I mean, maybe they'll come back.
You never know. They're divorced now or separated, but neither here nor there.
The only thing I could think of. I guess, so my, like, random prediction is somehow Google will be involved with bringing an asteroid into orbit.
Is Sergey, he's involved in SpaceX, isn't he? So, I mean, like, well, that, there you go, there goes Jeff Bezos again, too, right? Because he's in that, too. And Tesla? The guy from Tesla? Elon Musk?
Yep.
Or...
Is it, what's it, I don't remember what his name is.
Elon Musk. Elon. E-L-O-N. What's his name? E-L-O-N-M-U-S-K.
Elon.
He has a funny accent, too. I think he's from, like, Russia. I don't know. No, I mean, I think that could be part. I think, if anything, that would be more through SpaceX, but definitely a hand of Sergey involved in it. Or the guy that made Avatar. They're what's his name?
They're going to put a Google sticker on the asteroid.
Yeah, or a Bitcoin sticker.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like I just, like I said, I just didn't have anything else big. I just wanted to kind of hit on it. And like I said, I think Google's unpredictable. Like, you can kind of try to follow the tea leaves, but they still just pull things. Like, who saw Project Loon coming? Like,
who knew? Welcome to Google.
I mean, I think out of all of them, Apple's probably the most predictable, and Microsoft, like. But I think at this point, Apple's just afraid of its own failure. Because it's been through that, you know what I mean? Right. Like, and they're under such scrutiny that... But with Amazon and Google, they're still pretty free roaming. And Microsoft's got a pretty set direction already, too. I don't know. There was something else I was going to add just now, but it's gone. Oh, Super Bowl prediction. You have anything? Do you want me to go through the playoff teams for you? Do you know who's in the playoffs?
Not entirely.
Can you name the 12 teams?
No, I can't.
How many do you think you could get?
Two.
Two? So you know who's going to the... Are those your two Super Bowl teams?
No.
Oh.
Packers... Not the Vikings, the 49ers.
The Packers might be blacked out for the first time in like 20 years.
Pittsburgh.
No.
They're not. They didn't make it?
No.
I thought they made the cusp.
They were on the cusp, but they didn't get in.
Oh. Who did they lose to?
They won, but they needed...
They needed two teams to lose.
They needed three teams to lose.
Oh, it was three, and two of the three
Two
lost.
Of the three lost. Okay. Because the one game, it was the Chargers that kicked him out. So they needed the Dolphins, the Ravens, and the Chargers to lose and them to win to get in.
Gotcha.
They won, the Ravens and the Dolphins lost, and the Chargers played at night, so they just had to wait to see the outcome of that game. And the Chargers game went into overtime.
Oh, man.
And technically, there was a penalty that should have been called on a missed field goal that would allow the Chiefs to win and beat the Chargers.
So do the Chiefs still go as a wild card then?
Yep, they're the 5 seed.
Okay.
Which is funny because the Chargers are in the same division also. So the Broncos, the Chiefs, and the Chargers are all from the AFC West, and they're all three teams in the playoff. Three out of the four teams from the AFC West, minus the Raiders. So in the AFC, it's Broncos are 1 seed, Patriots are 2, Bengals are 3, Colts are 4, Chiefs are 5, Chargers are 6. So this weekend, the Chiefs play the Colts, and the Chargers play the Bengals. And then the Broncos and Patriots have bye. And in the NFC, the Seahawks have a bye, and the Panthers have a bye. And then the 49ers play the Packers, and the Eagles play the Saints. The Saints play the Eagles. It's in Philly. So, who do you think will go to the Super Bowl? It's funny because last year at this time, my prediction when I listened to our podcast was Broncos Seahawks. And that's nearly everybody's prediction for this year's Super Bowl.
Really?
Is in the Seahawks to win. Like most major, and when I say most people, I mean like most major sports reporting networks, like most of their analysts, that's the Super Bowl. And I think that would be your odds at Vegas. Are you looking right now? Vegas odds?
No, there's a big chat on Facebook that I tagged you in.
Randy mentioned me. So anyway,
I guess I would like to see 49ers and Broncos.
49ers, huh? You think they can go to the Arctic Tundra and win?
Yeah. It's going to be cold. That's going to be a fun game to watch.
It's supposed to be the high for that day is 4 degrees.
That's going to be a fun game to watch.
And I don't know. I think they play at night.
It's a night game.
And the high for the day is 4 degrees.
That's all right. I don't know. I'm not a huge Broncos fan. Like,
it's not about being someone's fan.
I know, but I just don't want to see them go. But I think that's my prediction. It's going to be Broncos, 49ers, Broncos, as much as I don't want to see them win by 10 points.
I think the 49ers will beat the Seahawks.
Yeah. Heard it here first.
It's a bold prediction.
Thank you.
I don't know if the Broncos will make it. I think they're going to choke again. I mean, they made it. They were everyone's prediction last year. They were the favorite out of the AFC, and then they choked. And they lost to... Who did they lose to, I wonder? That doesn't really matter now.
Because it doesn't even matter.
The next AFC Championship game was Patriots-Ravens. I'm just glad the Ravens didn't make it in. I just don't like them. I think it would be cool to see the Eagles make it. They have a pretty crazy offense right now. But they have glaring holes. Why did you shoot me?
I just killed a man.
I don't know who's going to go. Seahawks.
Mama.
Seahawks. Patriots? And the Patriots to win the Super Bowl.
Do you honestly think the Patriots are going to make it?
Yes.
Do you honestly think that?
Yes.
Final answer.
Yes.
You're crazy. Do you want to put money on it?
How much? Not a lot.
$5.
Sure.
All right.
Deal.
For the Patriots to make it into the Super Bowl.
Yes.
All right.
Do you feel like every year at this time we make bets?
Yes.
I feel like every day we make bets.
Tis the season.
So anyways...
That's it.
Any big products you think that'll come out this year that is going to blow your mind? Well, if I knew they were going to come out and blow my mind, Mike. That seems fair. We're at an hour anyway. So.
And that's that Mattress Man.
That's that Mattress Man. We hope everyone has a good 2014.
Hope you had a good 2013.
Hopefully 2013 was good.
Thanks for listening to us.
And when we're back at episode... 184.
That's good. I'm gonna say 183.
Well, we'll see our predictions how close they came true then. In 2015. No, we just bet on the.
Yeah, maybe later. Don't have to pay up till next year.
That's true. $5.
$5.
Okay.
All right. And if neither of us get it, then no.
Okay. Pay. So only if we're both dead on.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways,
and that's that Mattress Man.
You can follow us on all of our social medias. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr. You know how to get there.
Facebook.com/BleedGeek.
If you're listening to the podcast, I think you could figure out how to find us on Facebook or Twitter. 406-794-3357.
Or fans@BleedGeek.com. Donate@BleedGeek.com.
If you want to know anything about Bitcoin, let us know. Of course, Apple TV is better. That was the comment.
Bitcoin. Yeah, no, both of us have delved into Bitcoin, so neither of us are experts, but we can tell you how to get in and when you should.
We can show you the door.
Yeah, we can show you the door.
Into the world.
We should probably wrap this up so I can check my
Bitcoin.
With that,
you can follow us individually.
The many social media sites, I am at The Crandall.
With two L's.
Correct.
And I'm at Mike037.
With a zero.
And a 37.
Yeah. With that,
we thank you for listening, as always. Have a good year. And yeah, that's all I got. Thanks. I'm Mike Earl.
Thank you. I'm Randy Orvis. To the moon!